WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. This is the 10th year of operations at the Brazos County Expo, and this afternoon is the start of the 6th Brazos Valley Fair. In addition to headline entertainment, the fair's Fiona Meyer says they are rotating shows today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Canine Stars is coming, and that is a dock diving type show. We've got a new show this year, the Pirate Parrot Show. Again, it's a big pirate ship that sets up, but he's an interactive, educational show that the kids can get involved in. And then we have a new magic show inside the Agland Kids Barn in our Kids Wonderland, as we call it, that's a magic show about agriculture.
More information is online at BrazosValleyFair.com. Just a couple of days into the 20th anniversary celebration at the George Bush Presidential Library came an attendance milestone.
Bob and Sarah Ure, welcome them as our 3 millionth visitor.
The announcement, televised on the library's Facebook Live page, included the Richmond couple getting a framed America flag and a gift basket. More information on anniversary events at the library and museum this weekend are online at bush41.org. Before Earl Rudder became Texas A&M president and later the A&M system chancellor, he was a student, faculty member, coach, and athletic director at Tarleton State University. That's the background of a dedication yesterday in Stephenville as Tarleton officially opened a redeveloped portion of their campus as Rudder Way, which included a life-size bronze statue.
Taking really the two major streets of this university, what were old city streets, two cross streets that had 75-year-old infrastructure, and it needed to be replaced to deal with things like flooding, sewer lines that were decades and decades old, water lines, power lines, and to convert it into something that would be much more welcoming to our students.
Tarleton President Dominic DiTavio told the Board of Regents that was one of many events associated with their centennial celebration of being a founding member of the A&M system. The Regents, meeting on Tarleton's home campus, approved the construction of a $40 million campus in Fort Worth, which will become the first undergraduate public campus in that city. The first of at least three people accused of a double murder in East Bryan 2 weeks ago has been arrested. 29-year-old Marcus Earl Ray of Bryan was among those wearing masks when Dominique and Tarrant Franklin were shot in the head in their home in the Castle Heights neighborhood. Bryan police report this was during an attempted robbery of the Franklin's money and or drugs. A third person in the Franklin's home was shot and hospitalized. A fourth adult who witnessed the shooting and two children who were in another room all escaped and were not injured. BPD previously announced an arrest warrant was issued for a second suspect who is still at large, Frankie Bell Jr. of Bryan. The name of the third suspect has not been released. Police has not disclosed who fired the shots. A Bryan man on his way home from work Wednesday night is accused of striking a 13-year-old girl and not stopping to offer assistance. Bryan police report the girl was transferred to a Houston hospital for treatment of broken facial bones and multiple abrasions on her legs and arms. The girl and her 10-year-old brother were on their way home from taking a friend to their home when the girl was struck on Welburn Road near Reveille Ranch Apartments. According to the arrest report, multiple witnesses responded to the scene and gave officers the identity of the truck and the driver. That led to finding the driver at his home at the nearby Saddlewood Apartments. 29-year-old Elmer Gonzalez Tercios is also being held for immigration authorities. Redrawing boundaries will happen again in the College Station School District. That was among the questions asked at this week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum of those running for school board.
Place 6 candidate Jackie Huff says it's important to maintain continuity for students.
I know that there was absolutely input from the community in the last rezoning, but I think we might be able to do more to go out into the community and talk to them about what is going on.
Huff's opponent Michael Schaefer just went through the latest round of changing boundaries.
Geographic, I think that I agree that having the distance between going further and closer to school is very important, but also the comparability of making sure that all the schools within our district are equal.
Comments from the Chamber Forum can be heard online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Houston area school district has apologized for altering a high school homecoming queen's purple hair in a photo. Ebony Smith was crowned North Shore Senior High School's homecoming queen last month. The Galena Park ISD shared a photo of Smith online last week in which her hair had been altered to appear brown. After Smith said the image was poorly edited and embarrassing, the district apologized for posting the altered photo and has since replaced it with a black and white version of the picture. The district student handbook says bright hair colors are unacceptable in the classroom, but Smith planned to dye her hair brown after homecoming. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggieland and Kyle Field in the fall. Know, experience, compares. Take in all the sights and sounds with your family and friends when you have a game day home in Aggieland. Game day homes are a solid investment in a strong real estate market. Locally, BCR Realtors are experts for game day home properties. Click on BCRBCS.com. Your experts for game day home properties in Aggieland. BCR Realtors. BCRBCS.com. St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jackie Voss, Allstate Insurance, Jason Bianski, BCR Realtor, Fast Signs, Kelly Burt Dozer, Intech Pest Management, Service Insurance Group, Citizen State Bank, Glockson Family Partnership, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Strata Auto Repair, Reedfield Meats and Deli, Prosperity Bank, and Burnside Services, Inc.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
810 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad Mitchell in the studio for Scott DeLucia. The Infomaniacs in the WC Tractor studio. Your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Taking a look at your weather, it's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repair at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
Lots of moisture flooding into the state from the Gulf of Mexico. We'll have clouds, a couple of showers, and maybe a thunderstorm or two today. Highs will be up to about 80. Showers are in the forecast for tonight. There's the chance for a thunderstorm. The nighttime lows around 70. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms will return during the day, 85. Showers and thunderstorms diminish tomorrow night, lows near 70. Showers end Sunday, skies will clear. High Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now, we've heard about insensitive displays for advertisements that some companies have put into stores and things like that, mm-hmm. that we've seen stuff like
right.
that. Well, this kind of follows suit. Someone in the Las Vegas area put up a Halloween display that featured a yard full of tombstones, one Aww. For each of the 58 people shot at the Route 91 Harvest Festival, along with a sign that says hashtag Vegas Strong. Their heart was in the right place, but that is just not really tasteful.
No.
Social media, of course, blew up about it, with some people saying it was, quote, ghoulish, and others being sympathetic, saying it was a tribute, not a stunt. One Facebook user wrote, quote, honestly, I don't think this person meant any disrespect to the victims, since the hashtag Vegas Strong banner is there.
Yeah.
It may be their attempt at honoring them. Their intentions may be a little misguided and in poor taste, but I don't think there's any maliciousness behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I agree with that comment, because even when you said it, I was like, okay, well, they have the hashtag Vegas Strong, but the fact that it's around Halloween and you're kind of using it to... as decoration.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It really depends, again, context. But yeah, it's one of those things that it's definitely hovering over the line too much to really take a chance on it.
Yeah. Don't grab the pitchforks and torches just yet. But
yeah, the homeowner, sense. They did end up taking it down, which
yeah.
I think that makes sense. Maybe leave up the Vegas Strong banner, because that's pretty important. But definitely the tombstones might be a little bit much, that's for sure. Okay, so if you want to know who the most profitable actor in Hollywood is, you guys got any guesses?
Oh, gosh. I mean, are we talking lifetime? Are we talking for the year?
Well,
does it say?
This is, okay, so here's what it says. There have been a lot of bold claims coming out of Hollywood recently, but this one is sure something. According to a report, the most profitable top-billed male actor in Hollywood is... Emilio Estevez.
Really?
Yes. The claim comes from a British gambling website called Party Casino, which implemented some very Emilio-friendly parameters in their research.
Oh, okay.
They looked at box office data going back 37 years to 1980. So this makes sense.
Yeah. They, still.
Well, they determined which actors provided the best return for the money spent on their movies.
Okay.
So it's okay. Not just who's paid the most, but necessarily who gets access, really who gets paid the least, but makes the most money. So
I read a really interesting article today that Leonardo DiCaprio actually auditioned for the role of Max in Hocus Pocus.
Oh.
But he auditioned on the on the premise that he wasn't going to accept the job. The casting director, someone was like, you have to see this guy, because it was like young Leo, and they said he's not available because he's up for two other movies, but I want you to see him because regardless, he will inspire you to find the best Max possible.
Wow.
And sure enough, the casting director said, I fell in love immediately and it broke my heart because I knew I couldn't cast him. And he even said, I feel so bad being here because I'm up for two other movies. I'm already committed. And she said, no, it's fine. Like, we still want to go ahead and, let you read lines, let you audition. But, oh, that just would have been even more epic of a movie with Leo.
And Omri Katz has played that into a wonderful career.
Definitely, yeah.
Doing, I don't know what he's doing.
I didn't even know his name.
Well, speaking of, speaking of not knowing what he's doing, it's, Emilio Estevez hasn't been in much over the past two decades. But, of course, the star of The Breakfast Club and St. Elmo's Fire, the Mighty Ducks and Young Guns movies, says that every $1 spent on Emilio's movies, they generated $6.70 at the box office, which was enough to rank him number one. Some other notables, Jean-Claude Van Damme's number two on the list with $4.20 ranked in per dollar profits there. Mel Gibson's on the list there. Tyler Perry, he gets $3 per. Ice Cube is actually
really?
On there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Some more 80s names like Dudley Moore, he's on there. Bill Murray is on there. Hey, Nick Cage at about $2.30 per. And Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
At $2.20 per. So Chuck Norris can do pretty much anything. Brad Pitt, least profitable actor.
Really?
Only returned 10 cents for every dollar spent.
He's had some stinkers.
And there's some other guys, though, that you wouldn't expect. Johnny Depp. He was the next least profitable.
Well, I believe that, too, because look at how much money it takes to make those Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Very true. Robert De Niro, Hugh Jackman, and Anthony Hopkins were some of the other least profitable actor returns.
Wow.
So that's pretty awful there.
Yeah.
Those are big-name actors you wouldn't think would be least profitable, but this is, of course, like it said, spanning over 30 years. The actors had to have been in at least 10 movies to be considered for the list.
Okay.
So that's what you got there. You got your five random facts for Friday. So when you're standing around the water cooler.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to amaze your coworkers today. I don't know if these are quite so amazing, but we'll see. Disney World is twice the size of Manhattan.
Really?
That's right. The four Disney parks in Florida cover.
I guess Manhattan, like proper, so not all of New York City.
Yes, Manhattan
but still.
Is 22 square miles, whereas the four Disney parks in Florida cover 43.
Jeez.
Okay.
That's
double. It is a lot.
Wow.
It's roughly the same size as San Francisco.
Man.
Wow.
Jeez.
That is a big park.
Never felt the need to go.
Yeah.
Mainly because my parents never took me, but that's
there you
okay.
go. Yeah. I got to go once for a church trip
when
I was a kid. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. The current water speed record is 318 miles per hour. An Australian guy set that record in his boat in 1978.
Wow.
And since then, everyone who's tried to break it has died. In fact, since 1940, people trying to set or break the record have an 85% fatality rate. Wow.
Yikes. I might give up on that.
Not a record I'm going to go for.
No. Number three, if you took all the duct tape sold around the world every year, it would go around the equator more than 12 times. All the duct tape sold around the world every year would go around the equator 12 times.
Okay.
Keeping the world together, holding it together.
That's right. You can do so much with duct tape.
Oh, yeah.
Kills warts.
Yes, it does. That is absolutely true.
Kills warts.
I saw
you can make a
Facebook.
Prom dress out of it. You can make a purse, and you
a
can
wallet?
Kill your warts.
Kill your warts. Yeah, it was one of those things that was old wives' tales are actually true, and that's one of them. I think it suffocates it, right?
I don't know.
Cuts off the air.
The cartoon guy on the can of Pringles has a name. Did you know this?
No.
His name is Julius Pringles.
Okay. It's very dapper.
Yeah, and it's kind of lazy if you ask me. You're just taking the name of the product and putting a first name on it.
Pringle McPringle Man.
That's like just taking a Kleenex box and putting a guy on it and saying, yeah, that's Joe Kleenex.
Hey, so something I found out yesterday via the old Twitter sphere. KFC, the official account for KFC, follows 11 accounts.
Just 11?
11 accounts.
Okay.
It follows all 5 Spice Girls and 6 guys named Herb.
What?
So 11 so weird. Herbs and spices.
Which is probably in their mix.
So it's a real deal. I saw somebody put that on Twitter and I was
awesome.
Like, what? And yeah, sure enough.
That hurts. Oh, that hurts my brain.
That's great.
It is good. Okay. And number 5, your 5 random facts for Friday. Can you feel the love tonight from The Lion King?
Oh, good one.
Was almost cut from The Lion King, actually.
Well, good thing it wasn't.
That's right. Elton John argued with the producers, got him to leave it in, and it ended up winning the Oscar for Best Original Song.
Yeah.
So, not a bad choice there, Elton.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good job there. So that's what you can tell your coworkers if you're bored today. And that's good news because apparently we're bored at work for at least 12 hours every week.
Oh, I was like, I'm sorry, 12 hours a day? What?
10 hours every week.
We're bored? Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between doing boring stuff at work and just being bored at work. Doing boring stuff is work, really, most of the time. Being bored at work, however, means that you need more boring stuff to do. And there's an uplifting message of the day. According to a new survey, the average person says they're bored at work at least 10 and a half hours every week. That's more than 2 hours a day. Our bosses know we're not totally stimulated all the time, but they don't think it's that bad. The average manager says their employees are only bored 6 hours a week. So they don't know about those other 4 hours.
I'm bored.
Just sitting around.
I'm bored right now. No, I'm just kidding.
So what are people doing to kill the time? Some of the answers they gave are watching videos online, daydreaming, cleaning their desk, doodling. People are doodling at work. All right. Pretending to work. There you go.
Hey.
That's your Peter Gibbons there. I just kind of stare at the screen for the good first hour of the day, just pretending to work. And looking for other jobs. We found that out yesterday. That was one of the things that people are doing to kill time at work. They're looking for other jobs. Okay, so I got your Taco Bell story for the day.
All right, let's hear it.
Taco Bell, it created a quesadilla stuffed with Kit Kats last year.
Ooh, gross.
Oh, for Halloween?
I guess.
I don't remember this story.
Well, for some reason, they only sold it in England.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, they don't know anything about food over there anyway.
Seems like a terrible business decision, yeah. They finally fixed it, though, because Taco Bell's now officially testing the Kit Kat Chocodilla?
Well, remember they used to have, and I don't know if they still do, the, like, Choco Loco, like, chocolate taco, the ice cream taco they used to have. So when you think quesadilla, you think, like, cheese, meat, and then Kit Kats. Yeah, that sounds gross. But they might, be onto some kind of dessert quesadilla here. That could be good.
And it doesn't, unfortunately, it does not describe the chocodilla. But I think you're probably right. It probably, hopefully, has some sort of like waffle crust instead of a tortilla.
Right,
ice cream inside. Because if we're talking Kit Kats and cheese.
Here's a picture Taco Bell had tweeted it out. And sure enough, it looks like it's just a regular old quesadilla looking deal with chocolate in it.
Oh, no.
So
does it say what's inside?
No. Oh, cheese? Wait a minute. I'm looking at the Kit Kat quesadilla. Excuse me.
Gotcha.
But it was the Kit Kat chocoladilla, or whatever you pronounce it. But yeah, they tweeted it out, I guess, from last year in Great Britain. And yeah, it looks like a regular quesadilla with chocolate in it.
Just please, for the love of God,
sorry.
Don't combine chocolate and cheese.
If it was like a funnel cake or something, that would be delicious.
Oh, I do not like the sound of a quesadilla with Kit Kats in it. Ah, it's 8:23.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-through and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
October 21st and 22nd is the Fall 2017 Parade of Homes, brought to you by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing and JC Insulation. Tour 50 homes built by 33 of our local home builders for free. Visit our website or social media for more information. Click gbbbuilders.org.
Vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council.
Hi, I'm Bob Van Brent, and I highly recommend Mike Sutherland. Mike is always available to listen to your issues. Mike is not afraid to stand up for what is right. My neighbors and I are impressed by his independent thinking. Sutherland is not beholden to any special interest groups. He listens to understand your problems. When Mike says he will get something done, he does.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland, Treasurer.
Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Don't let them throw cans from them old pickup trucks. Don't let them throw bottles and papers and such. Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Keep your trash off the road, she's a fine yellow rose. Treat Texas like someone you love.
Lucas Nelson with a message from TxDOT.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jackie Voss, Allstate Insurance, Jason Bianski, BCR Realtor, Fast Signs, Kelly Burt Dozer, Intech Pest Management, Service Insurance Group, Citizen State Bank, Glockson Family Partnership, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Strata Auto Repair, Reedfield Meats and Deli, Prosperity Bank, and Burnside Services, Inc.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Janet Yellen, the country's most powerful woman, has interviewed with President Trump for a second stint as Fed chair. The mere fact that the meeting happened yesterday is notable given how harshly Yellen was treated by Trump during the campaign. He blasted her for making it impossible for bankers to function, accused her of being too political, and suggested he'd replace her. Yellen's term ends in February, at which point she will be either replaced or reappointed. Target Corporation says it will expand plans to remodel its existing supercenters and open smaller stores in cities as a retailer seeks to win back shoppers in the competitive retail environment. Target now plans to remodel more than 1,000 of its 1,800 existing stores by the end of 2020. Earlier this year, the company said it plans to remodel 600 stores over 3 years. Travelers' earnings fell in the latest quarter as results were battered by a severe hurricane season. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95 Steel. 866-95 Steel. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
728 News Talk 1620 WTAW, Brad Mitchell in for Scott DeLuce here right now. And of course, we're the Infomaniacs in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Taking a look at your weather, it's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. 68 degrees still out there. There's a 70% chance of storms, likely before 2 p.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 83 tonight. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 71. Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 87. Saturday night, chance of precipitation is 60%. with a low around 69. And Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely before 2 p.m. It's a 60% chance of showers there, mostly cloudy with a high near 78. Low is going to be around 51.
If you own an iPhone or an iPad, you probably know that Apple is touting a new free operating system for its mobile devices. iOS 11.0.3 is the version Apple's pushing out. But for now, stay far away from it. Kim Commando with your Friday Consumer Tech Update. Apple's operating system 11 is what comes with the new iPhone 8 and the coming iPhone 10. It has a sleek new look, and it has the potential to truly be a great operating system. But right now, it's causing big problems. Apple has already pushed out two quick fixes for it, but nothing's working. iPhone and iPad batteries rapidly drain. The phones and tablets themselves exhibit all sorts of unstable performance problems. For some folks, the quick fix updates have made the problems even worse. So if you haven't upgraded, don't do it yet. But if you did move to OS 11, there's not much you can do, except wait for Apple to solve the problems. Our tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Wallet, phone, keys. Leaving the house doesn't have to turn into an annoying scavenger hunt. 8 years ago, Tracker changed everything when they released their first tracking device. And now they've done it again with the all-new Tracker Pixel. With Tracker Pixel, you'll never worry about losing your things again. Tracker Pixel is the lightest Bluetooth tracking device on the market. Place Tracker Pixel on whatever you tend to lose. Keys, wallets, even your cat. It's small enough to fit anywhere. When you misplace an item that has a Tracker Pixel attached, use your smartphone and a 90 decibel alert that will help you find it in seconds. It even has powerful LED lights so you can find anything, even in the dark. Lose your phone? Just press the button on your Tracker Pixel and your phone rings, even if it's on silent. You can even locate your item if it's miles away, because every Tracker user is part of the largest crowd locate network in the world. And Tracker's 30-day money-back guarantee means you truly have nothing to lose. Go to thetracker.com/Kim for 20% off today with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's thetracker.com/Kim. thetracker.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at texaskubotadealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The 6th Brazos Valley Fair starts this afternoon.
We have Kevin Fowler on the stage Friday night. He'll be performing. Saturday, we have Sabrina Carpenter. She's a Disney Channel star that will be there Saturday. And then Sunday, we have La Energía Norteña.
The fair's Fiona Meyer says there are two rodeos this weekend.
The ranch rodeo is more the events that the actual day workers do on a ranch. So the roping and the branding, they don't actually brand. They use the chalk dust, but they do those kind of events. And then the full rodeo is the typical contest you'd think of with the barrel racing and the team roping and that sort of thing.
More information is online at BrazosValleyFair.com. The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum in College Station, which has started its 20th anniversary celebration, has reached 3 million visitors.
So we're going to come yesterday, but they couldn't make it. So decided to come today.
On the library's Facebook Live feed, the couple from Richmond, Texas, identified as Bob and Sarah, received gifts that included a framed American flag. This is the centennial of the creation of the Texas A&M University system. The first two members are the flagship campus and Tarleton State University. The Board of Regents spent portions of the last 3 days in Stephenville, where Tarleton has been holding multiple events. Yesterday was the dedication of a redeveloped campus area that President Dominic DeTavio says is called Rudder Way.
This is where Earl Rudder got his start as a student. Then he came back as a faculty, coach, and athletic director.
The redevelopment also includes a life-size statue of General Rudder, who is a former system chancellor as well as president of the flagship campus. A 13-year-old girl struck by a hit-and-run driver in Bryan Wednesday night is in a Houston hospital recovering from broken facial bones and multiple abrasions on her legs and arms. A family member told police the girl and her 10-year-old brother were returning from walking a friend home when she was struck on Welburn Road near Reveille Ranch Apartments. The driver of the truck, 29-year-old Elmer Gonzalez Tercios of Bryan, was arrested for causing an accident with serious bodily injury. Bryan police announced the arrest of the first of at least three people of a double murder 2 weeks ago. 29-year-old Marcus Earl Ray of Bryan was arrested for two counts of murder and two counts of aggravated assault with a weapon. BPD is not saying whether Ray fired any of the shots that killed Tarrant and Dominique Franklin and hospitalized a third man. A fourth adult and two children escaped the Franklin's home unharmed. The children were in another room when the shooting occurred. There are two contested races in this year's College Station School Board election.
The candidates for the Place 6 seat are Michael Schaefer and Jackie Huff. This week's Chamber of Commerce candidates forum included asking questions of each other. Huff asked Schaefer what's the biggest challenge facing CSISD teachers.
I think probably the biggest challenge is for the district to keep up the great reputation that we have.
Schaefer asked Huff, since the board's currently composed of three members with experience in the education profession, if other professions should be represented.
I think overall the board is in a good place. Like, there are definitely many qualities that lead to being a good board candidate.
You can hear comments from the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:34 at 68 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In 1983, Epicure's Catering started designing special events and exceptional experiences. With Epicure's Catering, your menu options are limitless and your meal will be perfect. Epicure's caters all kinds and all sizes of events, anything and everything. Epicure's offers a full bar service, delivery service, staffing, and tastings for your event. Epicure's Catering. Reach us at 979-695-0985. That's 979-695-0985. Epicure's Catering, where imagination meets reality.
One call could decide your child's future. We're Mathnasium Learning Centers, the world's specialist in teaching math. We began with a powerful idea. Teach kids math the way that makes sense to them, and kids will actually enjoy math. They'll do more of it, leading to higher and higher levels of mastery. Today, Mathnasium has 700 franchised locations. Find yours at mathnasium.com and make the call that could decide your child's future. Mathnasium. We make math make sense.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through October 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties, or online at wctractor.com.
It's Truck Month at Top Light Chevrolet, and this Truck Month includes every truck, both new and used.
So many trucks.
We're overstocked with more pre-owned trucks and SUVs than ever before. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. Get incredible Truck Month prices on every pre-owned half-ton and heavy-duty pickup in stock. It's the best time to buy. Don't miss Truck Month. All roads lead to Top Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at toplight.com. Chevy. Find new roads.
October 21st and 22nd is the Fall 2017 Parade of Homes, brought to you by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing and JC Insulation. Tour 50 homes built by 33 of our local home builders for free. Visit our website or social media for more information. Click gbbbuilders.org.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it is 8:37. Brad Mitchell in here for Scott DeLucia right now on the Infomaniacs. Taking a look at your weather, here's the numbers.
Moisture will continue to flow into the region from the Gulf of Mexico, leading to clouds, scattered showers, and the possibility of a thunderstorm today. High is going to be close to 80 degrees. Showers are possible tonight, too. Lows near 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing during the day tomorrow. Highs near 85. Showers and storms, lows near 70 tomorrow night. Showers end Sunday morning. Some sunshine developing Sunday afternoon. Highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
This is part two of our interview with Assistant City Manager Jeff Capps. Let's shift over to police because a new police station, we're finally on the way to that. I don't think anybody questions that there was a need there. Exactly how to address it was something else again. And yet, we haven't even started, and council has cut back on the size of the facility. Tell me how that took place and what thoughts you went through.
Well, I wouldn't say per se that the council has cut back on the size of it. What we've looked at is we felt like, in general, we've got about 28,000 square foot of space right now. We're looking at, when we programmed it out, what those needs would be for the future. We were looking at about a 78,000 square foot facility. As the individuals from the PD and the design group started working on that, the first design that they came out with was about 84,000 square feet. So what we did was worked on paring that down. We had about a $28 million budget that we were looking at to try to get that 78,000 square foot of space. So we've cut that back a little bit to get back within the budget constraints and different things like that. And so I think, I think the space, extra space is what they need, what we're looking forward to, and it'll last us for many years to come. And so I think the functionality is very important in a police facility. So we're looking at those different adjacencies that make the most sense. You want your police officer to be able to communicate with your detectives, different things like that, your evidence, where that's going to put. So looking at all those adjacencies, but we're looking forward to that extra space, and that's really what the goal is right now, to get that space.
Well, let's talk numbers. How many officers do you have on the street, and what is the number that you think you should have? And let's just talk 2017 numbers, then we'll go to the future. But what do you have today, and what should you have today?
Sure. So right now, if you look at the police department as a whole, it's set up differently a little bit than the fire department. We've got 220 budgeted positions. Now, we break that down into the sworn side and civilian side. Sworn officers, there's 144 budgeted positions. The civilians make up a lot of your communications division, your records management, different things like that. We also have 14 to 15 temporary employees that do a lot of our school crossing guards during the day as well. And so if you want to concentrate on the sworn side, we've got 144 budgeted positions. Right now we're down a little bit because of some turnover, and so we're really working on addressing that. If you look at kind of future needs, and I know there's been a lot of discussion about what that looks like.
Well, let's talk for a second about what should you have in 2017? You got 144 sworn. What should you have?
Yeah, and I think that's the big question. And so what we try to look at, there's different ways of looking at things, and I think, you know, we've heard some different ways of looking at it from comparison standpoints, different things like that. But what we really concentrate on is looking at some type of staffing formula that's going to be able to look at your workload that you're currently looking at, as well as the geographical area to cover and the response times that you want to be able to get there. And so that we pull all that information out of our computer automated dispatch system and look at that, and then we kind of hone in on that numbers. I think really, and it also depends if there's some new programs that you want to start as well. One of the things that we're probably going to be looking at for the near future is the feasibility of starting another beat. Some of the beats, if you want to do things right, you want to have some smaller, manageable beats. Some of ours are getting pretty large down south right now with a lot of the development we're seeing down south. So I think that's where we'll be going in the future, kind of looking at adding another beat to kind of help cover that area. So, when we put all that into some type of formula and kind of look at it, I think really, if we could bring on another 10 to 14 officers, we'd probably be covered there. The main thing right now is as we've talked about, a little bit of the attrition rate. It's been a little bit higher over the last 2 years than what we've anticipated in the past. And so we're really going to be focusing on this year trying to maintain, and I think it's going to be a kind of a multi-pronged approach to be able to keep what we currently have. If we had, you know, the 20 officers that maybe aren't currently with us right now out on the street, we'd be able to do a whole lot more things, and it would take down some of that workload that we're seeing.
So that's the multiplier. What are we talking about when we're talking about putting an officer on the street, fitting that person out, making sure they have all the transportation needs? What's it cost per person for uniform?
Yeah, so if you want to look at that, there's a couple of ways that we look at it. We can bring in somebody that's already certified, already has their Texas Peace Officer license, and we can bring that in. It's a quicker route to do that if they've already been certified. Or we can bring somebody in that doesn't have that certification, we'll send them through the police academy. If we send somebody through the police academy, it's about an 18-week process where they go in, they learn all of the laws related to Texas and how to function as a police officer. And then it's another 18 weeks of training once on the back end of that to be able to make sure that they understand how we do business here in College Station and be able to function on their own after that. If you know, just kind of looking at that whole process, if we send them through the academy to bring a new officer in, and I think that's sometimes we look at, you know, base salaries and different things like that. New officer starting out here around 49.5 a year, and but when you add in salary benefits and the equipment that we provide those for the city's cost, that's about $110,000 a year. And so I think we lose sight of that a little bit. There's those added costs associated with that. If we, what we normally do as well, there's some equipment costs as it relates to patrol cars, different things like that. What we try to do is add probably a patrol car every three officers that we bring on. So, you know, to a fully outfitted patrol car nowadays that's got the cameras and everything in them runs about $60,000. So.
Okay, and again, that's today. Now we're having to look forward, and you're the guy who has to go in and make the ask. So when you do that, I mean, what does the College Station PD look like as it should 10 years from now?
Yeah, I think, you know, and we kind of look at that. We look at kind of the growth that we're seeing in the city and try to make sure that we're going to be able to maintain that and stay ahead of it. So if we're looking at that, you know, out 10 years, we look at it, we've got what I would consider a kind of a five-year plan, and then we bring that down on an annual basis, and things can change on an annual basis as well. So we kind of project that out, and so we give the council a pretty good idea of where we're going to look for the next 5 years, and then we hone that down in for that particular year. There's a lot of things that can affect that during that year as well. You know, we operate out of a general fund that's primarily focused on sales tax and ad valorem tax, and it makes up about 50% of your general fund. And so when you think about that and where we're at, public safety in general, we pretty much take care of that 50% of that general fund as well, both on the police and the fire side.
Just as an aside, while we're talking about that, let's talk about federal grant money and other sources of revenue that you might have. Is that trending up or down?
I think probably from where we were years ago, I think it's trending down a little bit. Now, there are some grants still available out there. The old Homeland Security grant where everybody was using there for many years after the big events of 9/11 and stuff, a lot of that money has kind of dried up and started going away a little bit. So, but there are other opportunities, and we're constantly looking for those opportunities to bring in some grant funding, both on police and the fire side. And we've got people that really monitor that and look at that on a daily basis. So.
Let's talk about the profile of your police department right now as far as number of years that your sworn officers have been with you.
Yeah, if you want to look at that, kind of our what I would consider the 0 to 5 years, it makes up about 40% of our police department. On the flip side, on the fire side, it's about 42%. So I think both departments are kind of in the same stage.
Is that unusual?
I don't know if that's really unusual. If you look back where we've been over the last several years, police department a little bit earlier than the fire department. We had kind of, I guess what you would call a kind of a changing of the guard. A lot of the folks that have been here 30 plus years have now retired, and that happened probably anywhere from 5 to 6 years ago. On the fire side, more recently, last 2 to 3 years, the 35 plus firefighters have retired. And so it is a little bit different now. It's a change. We're, I think both departments, I would consider them a young department, and so there's a lot of opportunities there, a lot of training, a lot of mentoring, plus, you know, a lot of good ideas that come in from new folks seeing things for the first time. Sure. As well,
Jeff Capps, the assistant city manager, College Station, with us. Now we have to talk about the unpleasantness that's in College Station now that didn't used to be. I mean, we've got a gigantic school that brings in some elements that might not be here, but just the idea that we have more property crimes in neighborhoods we probably didn't. We have more violent crimes. I mean, we had two homicides early in the year. You're a former police chief here. Your view of where this is, where we are, and where it's going.
Sure, I think You're right. As we continue to grow, I mean, some of the problems that you see in a larger city, we're not going to be immune to that. I think we are really blessed that we do live in a community, both here and in Bryan, where relatively, when you look at it holistically, the violent crime rate is fairly low. And we have those things that happen, and we're not immune from it, and everybody needs to be wary of that, that things, bad things can happen. But when you look at it from a broad perspective, in both cities, I think over the last couple of years, crime has trended down. And we're trying to make sure that that doesn't change around. There's a lot of things that I think we're doing to kind of keep an eye on that. We've got people that are looking at crime trends on a daily basis. We have departmental meetings, COPSTAT meetings, where we're looking at that on a regular basis. And we didn't always do that in the past. And I think that's very important, because if you let something continue to fester, if we're looking at it on a daily basis, we see a trend that starts happening in a particular neighborhood, we can deploy additional resources over there to try to stop that immediately. And I think that's been a big benefit in helping reduce some of those crimes.
Of course, we'd love to think that everybody listens to our radio station, our television station, or reads the newspaper, but they don't. Right. And as a result, what is the responsibility, or what are the solutions a police department has to push that information out that this is happening in this area?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest tools that we use right now, we've got a group made up of 4 to 5 officers. It's our community enhancement unit. We use them heavily to go out and meet with folks in the neighborhoods. You know, your officers that work those particular beats, they're doing that on a regular basis, daily basis, and passing on that information. But this community enhancement unit, they're attending a lot of the HOA meetings, the neighborhood association meetings, and they're being able to push that information out. There's a lot of, you know, as you said, too, the media. We use the media to help push out some information. And then there's social media as well. And so we use that through the city and different various means to be able to push out information. But there are some various tools. I think the most effective, though, that we've got going on right now is just getting out, meeting with those various groups, and then they've got connections to be able to push that information further out for us. So,
Jeff Capps, the assistant city manager of College Station here, he oversees police and fire and some other areas as well. Can we talk about the new police station is going to be basically adjacent to the current location? Do we have an opportunity to maybe have a campus here where that entire area becomes city service buildings? There's maybe some refunctioning of some land that's right there.
I think what we're looking at, we do have several facilities throughout that whole corridor right now. Right now, you've got the police, we've got fire admin over in a building real close by. Public Works is there, our municipal courts and everything like that. And so we're going to constantly look at that, see what makes the most sense. We've talked with the council on numerous occasions about, you know, locations and where they want various facilities. We had a presentation back in May. There's a couple of options that we still have over there. You've got the Freeman track up front, and you've got another track of land that's kind of behind the Krennic Tap area. And so we'll continue to look at that and see what the opportunities are. We'll be coming back to our council in the next couple of weeks, too, with some thoughts on, you know, the future site and where it should be, and looking at options for City Hall as well into the future. So I think there are some options that we're going to be looking at and figuring out what's going to make the most sense for us as a city.
Our guest this morning has been Assistant City Manager Jeff Capps from the City of College Station on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, I really need you to get my oil changed. Can you do that this week?
Ugh, man, that means I gotta go get the oil, filter wrench, plus my time. I was planning on watching the big games this weekend.
I didn't say I wanted you to change my oil. All you have to do is take it to Allen Honda's Express Oil Change during their happy hour, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4. They have 8 lanes, they'll wash and vacuum it. It doesn't matter what car you drive, you get $10 off and you're in and out in a jiffy. So will you please take it to Allen Honda?
Oh, sure, that's easy.
That's Allen Honda's Express Oil Change.
If you have a child or know of any children who are in need of a coat this winter, the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids coat drive is going on now. This year, we're purchasing over 350 new coats for kids 5 to 10 years of age and are available to you at Chad Jones Law beginning November 6th. Just bring your child with you during regular business hours to pick out their coat. For more information, find us on Facebook or call 595-5000. That's 595-5000. Every coat makes a difference. Be a part of the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids coat drive. A coat just might be the most important gift a child receives this year.
Vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council.
Hi, I'm Bob Van Brent.
And I highly recommend Mike Sutherland. Mike is always available to listen to your issues. Mike is not afraid to stand up for what is right. My neighbors and I are impressed by his independent thinking. Sutherland is not beholden to any special interest groups. He listens to understand your problems. When Mike says he will get something done, he does.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland, Treasurer. Bring in household hazardous wastes and electronics to the free collection event October 21st from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the University Services Complex. The event can be accessed from Harvey Road east of Highway 6. Take the first left after Veterans Park. No entry will be allowed from University Drive. Bring it paint, batteries, pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, pool chemicals, gasoline, old TVs, computers, and monitors. Call 979-766 643809 or visit TwinOaksHHW.com for more info.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money, and they'll get it too by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance, and you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
About 5 minutes till on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad Mitchell sitting in for Scott DeLucia on the Infomaniacs in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Brian in Navasota. Thanks for having me in here, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, Brad. Thanks for filling in.
It's been lots of fun.
For anyone who really misses Scott DeLucia, he will be filling in this afternoon for the 5 to 6 o'clock news hour. So, yeah, Bill Oliver is taking a little vacay, and I've got Aggie volleyball this evening. So Scott's doing us a favor, and he's coming back, hopefully, fingers crossed, in time to do the 5 o'clock news.
Otherwise, there will be no news.
Otherwise, I'm not really sure where we're going to go, but, you know, we'll figure it out.
I'll try my hand at news if he doesn't make it in.
Okay, perfect. You know how to run the boards. That's the big tee. That's the hardest part about all of it.
Kind of. I kind of know how to run this board. I think I've done pretty good keeping us on the air today.
You've done a nice job.
Yesterday. So.
Yeah, definitely.
So, someone has to read the news.
Someone has to read the news. Out of my way. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I didn't know he was going to come in to do that this afternoon. Very awesome. He'll be back, of course, on Monday. So you guys know what catfishing is?
Yes.
Yes.
That is when, it's when somebody goes online and posts a fake picture of themselves. Usually it's a supermodel or something like that, and pretends to be that person in order to wrangle somebody in a dating sense, usually. But this is an interesting story. It's hard to think of a more random way for two people to fall in love than this. There's a 33-year-old woman in London named Emma Perrier, and a few years ago, she was struggling after a bad breakup. So she did the online dating thing, and she met a very handsome guy named Ronnie. But turned out she was being catfished, of course.
Oh.
And after she talked to him for about 6 months and even said, "I love you," she found out Ronnie was a 53-year-old guy named Alan Stanley.
Oh, Alan.
Not the handsome guy she thought she was talking to. Of course, she was really upset, as you would be in that situation. She decided to do an image search to find out whose photos Alan had stolen to pose as Ronnie. Well, it turns out it was a male model in Turkey named Adam Guzel.
Okay.
Well, Emma contacted Adam to tell him about the catfishing, and they started talking.
No. Oh.
Yep, and guess what?
Love.
Earlier this year, they decided to meet and fell in love.
Oh, my gosh.
So
that's too funny.
She didn't get the guy that she was saying I love you to, but she did get the guy whose picture she thought she was saying I love you
to.
Sounds like a Lifetime movie in the making.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And, of course, you got to think about risk and reward here. Two idiot teenagers in Brockton, Massachusetts, robbed a convenience store around 12:30 in the afternoon on Tuesday. They both had big hunting knives, and they threatened the cashier with them. The cashier says they looked like they were somewhere between 15 and 18 years old. but they didn't ask him to open the safe or even ask for all the cash in the register. All they wanted was $1.
Just one?
Just $1. The police have no idea why they decided to rob a store for a buck.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Asking for change on the street probably would have worked better. And they could have avoided the whole armed robbery thing in that case.
Yeah, that's so bizarre. Maybe it was just like a proof that you could do it. I'm not sure.
Well, it's not clear even if the cashier gave them the dollar.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, they took off on foot and police are still looking for them. If they're caught, they could face serious jail time.
Yeah.
You know, because of the whole armed robbery.
So. Tends to get you thrown in the cahoose.
Easier ways to get a buck, I'm sure. Obviously, they don't have friends to ask, maybe. You got like a quarter apiece.
Right?
Should be easier than that. You guys hear about the thong jeans?
No.
Thong jeans.
No.
A new stupid fashion alert is what it is.
Okay.
They're jeans that don't really cover much of anything.
I'm afraid to Google this.
Yeah, I was about to say somebody's going to walk in here.
Well, of course.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's like those jeans that had the clear plastic on the outside or whatever. You know, it's like the kind of thing that they design because they think it's hip and cool, but nobody's actually
and
ever
you're not
going
to be able to wear it anywhere. Yeah.
Can you imagine going
super
to...
Super offensive.
Yeah, can you imagine going to Six Flags and getting on the wet ride? And,
lots of chafing going on.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Great chafing, Batman.
I don't know why that was the first thing you thought of when we're talking about thong jeans.
I'm just
like
thinking,
riding wet rides at amusement parks.
Well, considering I don't wear thongs a lot. whatever, Chelsea. Chafing.
Oh, I can't believe they're releasing them in the cold months like this.
True.
Shouldn't this be something that's like summertime apparel?
Cheaper, I guess.
I don't know. It's 68 degrees out there. Of course, there's going to be a 70% chance of rain. High's going to be 83, lows of 71. It's WTAW, College Station Brian, your first in news, weather, and sports.